The Chattanooga Market is hosting the Beast Feast on Sunday, May 25th at the First Tennessee Pavilion. This is the 6th annual barbecue competition at the market. I spoke with Melissa Saragusa from the Chattanooga Market to find out who's on the grill this weekend. We're going to talk Beast Feast.
Yes.
That is a barbecue cook-off where each of the facilities, and they're usually restaurants,
right,
bring their food already pretty much cooked out, although some of it's cooked from the beginning there.
Well, you know, they're serving so many people that day, probably upwards of 13,000 folks hungry for barbecue, so they will be very prepared. And a lot of them have done this for years, so they may have learned the hard way once or twice that it takes a lot of food to feed our crowd.
And a lot of times barbecue is a slow cook kind of process.
Exactly.
Anyway.
It is. Sometimes I just actually went over to Porker's last week and it takes like 24 hours for them to slow cook their pork butt. So it's a long process and it takes planning to make sure you have enough meat to smoke. They'll be doing $2 bites. So you can kind of sample from each one or you can buy a full plate.
When it comes to the voting, there is a box there where you can submit your favorite.
That's the people's choice, yes.
And then the other side of that is the pork masters themselves voting for each other or against each other,
right,
to determine who they believe is the best.
Right. And actually, you know, because they really are two separate awards for good reason, because you and I, we're not cooking it, so we aren't maybe experts in that way, but we know what we like and we may have different tastes, but they really are the experts. Most of them have been doing this, you know, since they were itty bitty. A lot of these restaurants have been passed along a couple generations even. And actually this year we're doing it a little bit different. We're doing the popular vote, but we're actually selling tokens, dollar tokens, and you can vote as many times as you want. You just buy these little tokens. And all of the proceeds from that is split between the Tim Chapin Scholarship Fund and the Fisher House, which is sort of a Ronald McDonald House, if you will, for the military families.
How many competitors will there be this year?
There are nine. The winners from last year, actually, the People's Choice was a tie between Porker's and Choo Choo. And then I believe it was Choo Choo that won the Judge's Choice. Of course, they're returning, and Lockhart's Fire and Smoke, he's there every week. He's one of our vendors, and so he's been doing it for years. Cornerstone is a returning, Little Billy's is a returning, Chatty Town is returning, and then Miss T's Barbecue is new. It's Haute Cuisine, which he previously goes by the Love Chef. I don't know if you've heard of him before. And Owl's Nest Barbecue, and a couple of those are actually caterers. The Haute Cuisine is a caterer, and Owl's Nest Barbecue, I believe, is also a caterer. But many of these, like you said, do have storefronts, or Lockhart Fire and Smoke is there weekly. He is best known for what he calls a barbecue sundae. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's really popular. He serves it in a mason jar, and it's layers of baked beans, potato salad, barbecue, of course, and then, oh, and slaw. And then coming out of the mason jar like a straw is a pickle. It's really fun, and people love it.
So you have to eat all the way through the
That's
layers?
That's right, yeah, like a sundae, yeah. Very popular. He will, I'm sure, have those as well.
You're talking thousands of people, more than 10,000 people. They go to
yes.
the market on a regular basis.
Yes.
I understand the Strawberry Festival was just amazing and sold out very quickly.
It did, yeah.
So are we expecting people might want to get there a little early for this as well?
Probably, and I'm trying to remember, I don't think last year we sold out of barbecue. We have in years past, but as I say, some of them have learned the hard way that, you know, it takes a lot of barbecue to feed our crowd. And we also have nine this year. We, you know, started out years ago with five and six different vendors or barbecue restaurants. So I think we'll be good. And as far as strawberries are concerned, if you missed them last week, we'll have more this week.
Most of the farmers, in fact, all of the farmers, bring food with them that is grown or produced locally.
That's right. And when you say locally, you know, we don't have rules as far as, you know, oh, you have to be 100 miles within. For us, what's most important is that that person who's there is the person who grew it. There are no third-party sales. So if you're growing corn in Florida and you're happy to drive up Sunday morning and leave your house at whatever that would be, 3 a.m., bring it. We're happy to have you. If you are the one who grew that corn and picked it and want to come up and talk to our customers, obviously that doesn't happen very often. But We do have people from Alabama and Georgia who do come in Atlanta. But the key is to know who grew your food so that you can talk to them about, you know, are they sustainable? Are they organic? What are their practices? We really believe that everybody should have an opinion about how their own food is grown and should research it and talk to the farmer about it.
And that also means that you'll only find seasonal things.
Exactly. You will never come to the Chattanooga market in April and find tomatoes. Now, having said that, of course, now with hoop houses, they are coming sooner and sooner. But we're trying to teach people to eat in season because it's really more healthy. It's how nature intended it. When you're buying strawberries in December, when you compare the taste of those to the strawberries right now, it's like two different fruits. And if you've only been eating them all year round at the grocery store, you really don't even know what strawberries taste like anymore. So yeah, in season is key.
And the artisans that bring their things as well, they are handmade by those people.
Yes, that's right. And oftentimes you can see them actually performing their art right there. First thing that comes to mind, we have a man who makes the most beautiful wooden pens. And he's actually, and I don't know what his machine is called, but
lathe.
Thank you. There you go. There's always so much to learn. And he'll do that right there so you can watch. And see, that's so important because we all have something to learn about how different things are made. And crafting is sometimes such a lost art in our generation of everything being quick and not mindful. And so exactly right. Everything is handmade by that person.
You always have music as well at the market.
Yes. Every music act is on our website and it's listed under events. And we have two performances every week, one at 12:30 and one at 2. It's actually a really good thing to always check weekly because it's a real quick find on our website. And it also lists entertainment for the River Market, which I know we'll talk about, and our Wednesday Market with three markets going on a week. You could see live music 3 days a week for free.
The River Market is on Saturday, and it's in the area right outside the Tennessee Aquarium.
Yes.
That is more artisan than food, isn't it?
Correct. Our farms are not there. It's really all arts and crafts. We call that the plaza area, and you're right, it's right in front of the aquarium and that, between the two buildings. And then we also have free yoga there. A lot of people don't know that, but it's at 10 a.m. every single Saturday, and it's totally free. And you just show up, and, you know, mommies can bring strollers, and kids love to watch yoga. And it's just a very relaxing experience. There's live music there as well, and just another free, relaxing family event.
And then the Wednesday market, that's new for this year.
Yeah, that is brand new. I think we're in our fourth week now. It's my personal favorite. And the reason why is because if you are the kind of person who doesn't need to be in the thick of things, because I would call Sunday being in the thick of things, and you want to have a little bit more of a relaxed experience, let your two-year-old run around and not feel like you have to have them on your hip, Wednesdays are for you because it's basically smaller, still the same sampling of farms and foods and artists and live music also. It's just lighter. It's not as crowded. Of course, it's Wednesday evening, so it's from 4 to 7. And it's just a really nice end to the day. Our big thing that we're featuring is grab-and-go dinners. So many of the food truck vendors will have different foods already prepared that are healthy that you can bring home to your family. Or we have a dining area right there. And unlike Sunday, where maybe sometimes it's hard to find a place to sit, Wednesday, you can bring your whole family and you'll have a place to sit and eat and listen to live music.
Is it the same location?
Yep. First Tennessee Pavilion, 4 to 7 every Wednesday.
What else is going on in the first couple of weeks of June?
Well, June 1 is Jack's Chattanoogans. I think this is our fourth year to have it at Chattanooga Market, and that's where kids and adults and the roller derby girls come in and they shave their heads to support childhood cancer. The next weekend is our Mountain View Bluegrass event, and that's some of the best bluegrass music you'll find. The Bluetastic Fangrass, Lou Womp, it's his band, and they are quite amazing. Slim Pickens is a local favorite. They'll be there as well. It's just kind of fun after fun because then Father's Day, we have Father's Day Bacon, Blues, and Brews. You can only imagine that event was created by men, hence the Bacon, Blues, and Brews. It'll be a fun day for Dad for sure.
Kind of an impromptu beer festival.
Yeah, exactly.
The Beast Feast at the Chattanooga Market will be this Sunday from 11 to 4 at the First Tennessee Pavilion. The Wednesday Market is also at the First Tennessee Pavilion from 4 to 7 p.m., and the River Market is at the Tennessee Aquarium Plaza from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information can be found online at chattanoogamarket.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.